Right now, it's time for Bold Heart with Sarah Swainson.
Good morning, everyone. It's a wet Monday morning, but I hope that the next segment will cheer you up. So, in the studio this morning, we welcome Zeldi. We're going to introduce Zeldi. She's an endurance athlete, but this is a story of a different kind of endurance. Zeldi, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here. We're delighted to have you. Zeldi, take us back. You've been active your entire life. You've been a high achiever. And in 2022, you are working in Mozambique. You are diving. You are you're physically fit. And something happens, and you wake up in February 20 of 2022. You wake up in the ICU, and you can't even lift your head. Take us back and just give us a picture about what's happened to you.
Good morning, Sarah, and everybody. Thank you for having me here this morning. Yes, I was in Mozambique. I'm a skipper as well, so did skipping, diving, running, swimming. And then, unbeknown to me, I was bitten by a female mosquito that had malaria. And that then causes parasites in you. I wasn't feeling ill at all. And came back to South Africa for a week, woke up in ICU because I had convulsions, I was told later, with a very long process of medical care and support. I realized, well, what happened was that I went on dialysis because of kidney failure, cerebral complications.
You were actually in hospital for 9 months, weren't you?
2 months.
2 months.
I was two months in hospital. And then also what happens is you get anemic because your hemoglobin drops because of what the parasite does. But with medical care, support and love, I fought my way back.
Okay. Let's take you back. So you are virtually, you're lying, and you said to me earlier you couldn't even lift your head off the pillow.
Yes.
You could do absolutely nothing.
Yes, hardly even think because your brain is foggy. And I will tell you, lying there, I thought of a few things that I could think of. One was my faith. The other one was the support of directly my mom and sister.
Mm.
And realizing that this looks like it's not going to end well.
Right, so how people talk about bouncing back and just like doing it and being resilient. But when you're in that situation, what is the thing that takes you, and you described it as the small wins, the little progresses every day that you had to celebrate. What did that look like for you?
Yes, a little progress is being able to take one spoon of yogurt and swallow it.
It puts it in perspective, eh?
Like, yes, there's no bounce back. It's not a bouncy ball when you're like that. And I know there are people out there currently fighting. It's the little things that get you to the other side. Don't give up.
Mm. So you've got to celebrate those absolutely small steps, those little wins, whether it's, you describe it as being in your mom's house and you used to walk and unpack the dishwasher and two plates at a time.
Correct.
Those kind of small wins.
Yes.
That's the important thing in this kind of coming back from a huge adversity.
Yes. It's hard. It's tough. You want to give up. But as I said, it was my faith and my endurance. Actually, my endurance training. Because you have to have a very strong mind. As you know, you're also a comrades runner.
Yeah.
You have to have a strong mind to get to the other side because eventually it's only your mind taking you through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is it helpful? Like you obviously, you describe the support to your family. What would be helpful for somebody who might be that family member supporting somebody else who's in this situation? What's helpful for them to do for somebody who might be on a recovery journey?
It's to be the person helping someone else. I think one of the most important things is patience.
Okay.
It's a long, long road of patience. And there's no fluffy side of being ill.
Okay.
Things aren't, it really isn't. People have to help you bath. People have to help you move around. People have to dress you. People have to feed you, and then you tell them, I don't want the food.
That's probably quite humbling for you as well.
Very humbling. And as I sit here this morning, I've got a lot of gratitude to a lot of people.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, often some people don't like to think of adversity giving us something. So when hardship happens, it's what it's taking away. What do you think this adversity or this challenging time has given you?
I think the main thing is it's definitely made my faith stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It's made me stronger and more resilient than I've ever been in my life. I don't believe that there's anything I can't do. I know that. And it's also made me more consistent eating clean.
Okay.
Doing exercises more. I've always done exercise, but now I'm even more focused on that.
Mm.
And I think something that it's really changing me is I've always wanted to have an impact on people's life in a positive way, but now it's even more so.
Okay. So yes. It's given you a drive.
Absolutely.
A new direction.
Absolutely.
Zaldi, where are you currently? What are you doing? Or how are you taking grasp of this new chapter as you're moving forward, recovering? And what's your next goal or something exciting that you're doing?
So, unfortunately, the Cape Town Marathon did not take place.
For many people.
For a lot of people. That was a very big goal to go and do.
Okay.
I was there. I ran on the promenade, but not the actual race.
I think the Cape Town Marathon took place, but just not the official one.
Yeah, but anyway, our lives were more important. And then daily, I've got a next marathon planned for the 8th, so I will be doing that.
Yeah, you also, can pick me up along the way.
Yes. And then also, I work with Kathy Godwin in her business. I'm okay. A sales consultant.
Lovely.
Also a God-sent person to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fantastic best friend called Tamara. Tamara and Aiden, her husband.
So you're surrounding yourself with the right people.
Absolutely.
As well.
They actually gifted me a call.
Amazing.
To be able to move around again and to actually function as a normal person would regarding, especially sales, because I'm very good at that.
Mm.
And then, yes, just every day, still focusing on what I need to do. And some days it's hard. I don't feel like it all the time. But there's actually no excuses.
Mm.
You just have to get up and do it.
Okay.
You know.
What advice would you give to somebody who's struggling or in a recovery instance or who really is just struggling to and they're feeling a bit despondent? What advice would you give to somebody today?
I think you need to hold on to the things that matter to you.
Mm.
I know what matters to me. There are a lot of people that matter to me in my life, so I'll hold on to them. I've said it many times, I hold on to my faith. And what matters to you regarding on a daily purpose, what do you like? Do you like reading? Do you like walking? Do you like spending time with people that you love? What is it that you like? You need to focus on that because that will give you something to hold on to, have hope. Mm. And there's something that's really, really important. Never, ever give up.
Yeah.
Never ever give up.
There we go. So this morning's Bold Heart segment is really about endurance, but of a different kind, of just those celebrating those small wins, that unpacking the dishwasher might be the win for today. I hope it's left our listeners feeling a little bit more inspired on this Blue Monday morning. For myself, you can follow me on Bold Heart Coaching or Ordinarily Active. And we've got a great initiative coming out called the Bold Heart Project, which you'll hear about more in the upcoming weeks. But this is exciting for people wanting to take that next step and perhaps change in 2026. So that's exciting. Dave, thank you very much. That's the Bold Heart segment for Monday morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really inspiring. Very, very cool. The interesting thing, the takeaway for me, was how the kindness of people really shines through. When the chips are down, all the heavy hitters and the influences, nothing is as important as the kindness and the love that one experiences. And I think now it's time to pay it forward, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Great chat. Lovely. Sarah will be back in a week's time with more.